Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
I posted on Twitter and Facebook a poll question. Unless you had to, would you send your kids to the Pittsburgh public schools? No. Some guy said, yeah. Yeah, look at you. Send your kids to Mount Lebanon. Yeah, I do. So why? Why does that make me a bad guy? Man, I work my butt off. I'm proud of Pittsburgh. I grew up in Groovy Side, man. But man, these schools have been bad for 40 years. Not kidding. Prove me wrong. Got a couple of things to get to with County Executive Rich Fisher. We did grow up together. We went to Central Catholic together. He grew up in Garfield, and I was about a mile away in Groovy Side. And first of all, I want to jump in with Fitz about this school shooting, but I also got to ask him about some insane opportunity here in the region and some crazy money being thrown at us in real jobs coming our way. Fitz, good morning.
Good morning, Marty. Yeah, you're right. You know, starting off the tragedy yesterday and the school shooting, you know, it's the one thing kids should be able to do is go to school and be safe. And obviously the worrisome of those kind of incidents that occur just hit all of us, whether you're in that school or in that system, as parents, as community people. It's unfathomable, quite frankly.
We both went to Central Catholic. We both grew up in the city. I feel as if we're losing the Pittsburgh public schools. Is that a fair assessment? And how do we together save what is wonderful for so many kids?
Well, it's been challenging, and there's no question. A lot of parents have lost confidence in the system, and you can see it in the numbers over the last few years, even before the pandemic. And the pandemic certainly hasn't helped because of all the remote learning and schools not being open often enough. They're making a big decision right now, a national search going on for a new superintendent. And I think all of us, really, that's something we've got to focus on and make sure that this individual can really come in and instill confidence.
That's right.
In the parents to send their kids to the system, K through 12. And I think that's going to be a huge challenge. That quite frankly hasn't been successful over the last few years.
There is hope, and it kind of ties together because some of the hope in terms of infrastructure money that is amazing what's about to happen, some of that hope is tied into Google. And Google's a really strong company, as we know, and there's got to be some trepidation when they come here of what type of folks do I have and what type of schools do I have. This all does tie together at some point, does it not, sir?
It does. And, you know, the big announcement the other day that Google made, they're going to provide 120 scholarships across the country for kids who don't have the skills. I mean, we're not talking about the software engineers out of CMU. We're talking about going to community colleges and creating an 18-month program to get people entry-level positions. And they've luckily for us, they picked Pittsburgh as one of the six cities in the country that they're doing that. And we've got to thank Congressman Ro Khanna, and I know he worked very closely with Congressman Lamb and Congressman Doyle, were a big part of this. Google loves it here. They're doing very well, obviously, in Bakery Square. It's had a lot of regeneration of East Liberty, kind of a neighborhood you and I grew up in and know very well. And to see that they're not only going to provide full scholarships, but also provide $5,000 for the kids, for their expenses, the books, the travel, the things that, the incidental things that sometimes become a barrier for folks to be able to get those jobs. So that is a huge investment. And then on top of, I mean, the big announcement yesterday was the $850 million investment in our infrastructure. Again, the Montgomery Lock and Dam, which creates so many jobs, thousands of jobs with the cracker plant coming online. I think you mentioned it about a year ago that, you know, Biden's going to like Pittsburgh. He's going to like Western Pennsylvania, and we're going to do well. And quite frankly, so far, we have done extremely well under this administration, benefiting all of southwestern Pennsylvania.
I hear this litany of stories that he's just doing this to bolster his poll numbers. I really don't care. If it creates jobs here and opportunity here, bring it on. And I know you agree.
Well, you know, people can always look at it that way, but I want to tell you something. Bob Casey, Senator Casey's been working on this for almost 10 years.
He has.
We've taken more tours of the locks and dams. And again, most of us don't think about locks and dams every day, right? We're more worried about other things. But the amount of jobs and the amount of commerce that it brings, and you talked about people from the Port of Pittsburgh have been working on this. And again, these infrastructure dollars going to put a lot of construction workers to work. So that's a big deal. But on top of that, once we're done, it puts us in a competitive advantage for manufacturing, advanced manufacturing, the things that we need to get back to in this region. And yes, the president spent a lot of time in Western Pennsylvania campaigning. I think in fact, his very last day, he was in Beaver County the day before the election last in 2020. And he said he was going to be back and he was going to continue to invest. And he's held true to his word. He's been very good. But it's a partnership, again, with Senator Casey, our congressional delegation, with Doyle and Lamb, that have created these partnerships that are now benefiting us and will benefit a lot of our young people in jobs in the future.
Fitz, there's more to come, I'm hearing. Is that accurate, sir?
There is. There's going to be more. And the other announcement they made last week of a $1.6 billion investment in bridges. I think we're going to be the third highest state in the country in the amount of investment that the federal government is going to make in bridges. And again, as an older city with a lot of bridges, we've got major needs. The McKees Rocks Bridge is going to be done, the Fraser Street Bridge over the Parkway East, and the Commercial Street Bridge, just to name a few. There are so many needs that we have, and we just don't have the funding locally to meet all of the requirements that we have. So these investments in our future, in our workforce, are really critical. And we even got some money for cleaning up the rivers. Alcosan's going to get over $3 million in stormwater remediation. So this infrastructure bill that was signed a little over a month or so ago, we're going to start to see these announcements in which Secretary Buttigieg and the administration are going to hopefully continue to reward us in southwestern Pennsylvania.
Fitz, thanks, man. Talk to you.
All right, Marty. We'll talk to you later.
I'll take it.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. The visit pitchhitrun.com today.